normally where you hear the smooth voice of Brian Kelly, but we don't have that intro here for you today. Welcome into Let's Get Local. It's Jason Hafman here, host of the weekly program featuring local businesses, organizations, nonprofits, events, bands, music. And today we're really glad to have some special guests with us about a civic media network-wide event tonight with Rocker and Dustin of Spaceship.tv. Rocker, of course, with Max Inc. Radio. Gentlemen, thanks for being in studio today and being on the program. Appreciate you guys being here.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you.
So as we look at tonight's event, we're going to get into that second half of the show, but this show is really all about local, and that's why I love what you guys are doing tonight, taking this local atmosphere, bringing it across the state. We have to get to the backstory first, though. Rocker, first, let's start with you. Max Inc. Radio, how did this all start for you?
Wow. Well, it's a journey that probably started in the mid-80s when I came to Madison to go to school. And I came from Waukesha, came to this great city in Madison, and I was immediately blown away by the local music scene. Because coming from Waukesha, I was immediately immersed in a scene that really is almost unique across the United States. So coming from Waukesha to the Mad City music scene, I was like blown away by how many original bands there were, how many great bands there were, how many amazing musicians were in this town. And I realized that I could never leave. I was not going to leave, right? And so I was like 19, and I joined my first band here in Madison called The Sequentials, and met some of my lifelong friends then. And, you know, started playing around the scene, and, you know, from there it went kind of from band to band to band. You end up in a lot of bands playing in this city over the years. And it was in the mid-90s or so that I had the opportunity. I was in 1994, I did an album graphics for the band Last Crack and went to Europe and toured with them, and it was a lot of fun. It was great. They were a huge band here in Madison, and that kind of led me into also the graphics, working for Night Sights and Sounds, which was a local music newspaper here in town in the early 90s for about 6 years. And they kind of went out of business, and they needed the music scene needed a music newspaper. And so in 1996, I took some of the staff that was left over there, and we started Maximum Inc. Music Magazine. And so that was a statewide magazine. We delivered all the way up to Green Bay and Wausau, Milwaukee, Waukesha, and of course Madison. And did that for 25 years. And so covered national bands, small bands, local bands, everybody, you know, community, live event calendar. Anyway,
it takes a lot to put something like that together, Rocker. I mean, that's, you weren't, did you know what you were getting yourself into at that point when you started that?
Well, I mean, I had already been working for a statewide newspaper at that point, so I guess I did, but, you know, it was really kind of stepping up to fill the void. And, you know, people may remember Ward Brott Music Store, but, you know, they actually kind of were part of the impetus, because they came to me and they said, you know, Rocker, like, because you know what, before the internet, right? We had this thing called the Musicians Billboard, and Night Sights and Sounds had the Musicians Billboard, and it was sponsored by Ward Brott. And Ward, and what people would do is they go like fill out a little card at Ward Brott, and then Ward Brott would get us an ad that had all those, like, you know, wanted. It was sort of like a wanted section, I guess you will, for musicians, you know. And so that was just hugely popular, because that was how else did people get information? You know what I mean? Before the internet. So that was huge. So they said, Rocker, you know, we have to have a music magazine here in Madison. We have to. And we will buy a full page ad plus the Musicians Billboard every single month to make sure that you're going to be around. And that was like that for many years. And so that's kind of, you know, how Maximum Inc. kind of came to be, and we ran monthly and for 25 years until the lockdowns, which closed the entire entertainment industry and really knocked us off the planet. And it just didn't make that much sense to try and kind of start over at this point. And so in 2011, about the same time that I started making vodka, which is a whole side story.
Shameless plug.
But around then, we actually, in April of 2011, we started a radio station for the magazine. It became the radio station part of the magazine, and it was called Max Inc. Radio. And so it was an actual internet radio station, and we had DJs, and we ran shows all day and all night, and just like a normal radio station. And we did that for probably about 7 years until the licensing kind of changed. There had been some changes, and if anybody's ever been in internet radio, they'll know the hardships of attaining blanket licensing for music on internet radio and ASCAP and BMI and all the niceties that they offer people. And so we were not able to really go on. It just didn't make sense at that point. You know, we had done it for 7 years, and the licensing really changed the game. And we said, you know what? It's just not feasible. We do local music. We're not making $1 million here, so those fees just were not making sense. And so that's when we went dormant for a year. And then all of a sudden, a buddy of mine bought a radio station out in Michael Crute, and he was like, "Hey, man, you know, we got this station, and you know, Saturdays, I want to do music. I want to do, you know, I want live music on the radio. I want local music. You know, I don't want to have this, you know, what everybody else has, you know, because hey, during the week we're talk, right?" And so we were like, wow, you know, and so Jimmy K, he was, he had moved the Jimmy K show over to WSUM down there on the campus while Max Inc. Radio kind of had went dormant. And then this new opportunity of stations kind of came to us. So we took up the mantle for Saturday nights, and we started doing a local music show here on Devil Radio. And, you know, that now this has been quite a journey. That was 2019 and that we started this. And, you know, and now, of course, Civic Media enters the ball game, and there's a larger radio network. So the, you know, the radio show is going statewide. And guess what? There's great bands all over the state, right? I mean, I already know this. I did a statewide magazine, you know? So it was just a perfect opportunity and a great platform, and it's commercial radio. So, you know, we can do what we want, and we can really get behind these bands and promote them and interview them, have them play live on the radio right in our studio. And now Civic Media comes into the picture, and there's more opportunities. And so now we're going to venture out. We're going to do something we've never done tonight. Which not on this radio network, and have a live performance from three bands, you know, full on, high quality, add the video, and we're going to do our normal radio show on location. So it's really going to push the envelope, I think. I think that's one of the things that we've really tried to do with local music, is push that envelope. And one of the things I love about Max Inc. Radio, I tell people, is that, you know, a lot of people, they listen to commercial radio, and they're listening to the top 40 hits and the, you know, contemporaries and Rush and Zeppelin and all those bands. But on Max Inc. Radio, you know, unless you regularly listen to local music, virtually every song you're going to hear is going to be brand new to you. You're going to, you know, like some stations are like, yeah, hear new music first. Well, you'll hear actually new local music first here as well. But even the stuff that I'm going to play for you that was 20 years old is still probably completely new to you and might actually be really good. And so one of the things that we love about Max Inc. Radio is the throwback situation too, right? Because we, like, you know, Led Zeppelin's music is not going to die. Tomorrow it's going to be on IBA FM. But if your local band breaks up, what happens to your music, right? You know, it was great music. You had these great songs, but you broke up, and now they're like, you know, your website's gone. Your presence is gone. You're not keeping it up. Where does that music go? Guess what? We're playing it on Max Inc. Radio. So that stuff has a new life. And I love bringing it to life. So, you know, between throwbacks, brand new music. I mean, we tell bands, hey, if you put out a new new song, send it to us because we're going to play it for you. We love you.
We're talking this morning a special Let's Get Local with Rocker of Max Inc. Radio, part of the three-headed monster there that makes that thing go. And I'm really glad you brought up the video component. We're going to let a local band take us out here this segment. And when we come back, we'll talk to Dustin and learn about Spaceship.TV, which is part of the big event tonight here across the Civic Media Network. Again, thanks for tuning in to Let's Get Local. Thanks to our sponsors, Ula Eyewear, Easy Office Products, and, of course, also the one and only Supec of Evolution Financial. A little bit more Black Unicorn and Counter Void as we head out. We'll be back right after the break. Hey, we're back here on Let's Get Local. Some more bands and features to talk about. Great time to catch up with Rocker and learn some of the backstory of Max Inc. Radio. Again, there's a website, maxincradio.com. You can learn a whole lot more on your own. But we want you to be tuned in here to Devil Radio, WTTN 1580 AM, and also 92.7 FM here in Madison for our program and learn more about Max Inc. Radio, but also Spaceship TV. Rocker alluded to it, and what is happening tonight, we're going to talk all about that in the second half of the program, but a big piece of tonight's special network-wide broadcast is Spaceship.TV. And Dustin is with us here today to tell us about that organization, that group, and how it got started. Dustin, how'd you get yourself into this thing?
Well, thanks for bringing us on and giving the chance to talk about this. Before I get into the backstory, I just quick want to say thank you to Rocker for doing Max Inc. That whole publication growing up for me through high school was very critical for me to figure out who bands were and where they were playing, and I read that weekly, so thank you before I kind of get into it.
That's fantastic.
And I had a similar kind of start to this industry. I moved here in the early 90s instead of the 80s, but started off playing in bands. I went to see a friend's band at the new loft on Fairchild Street.
Oh, yeah.
Before it was the Overture.
Yep, I remember.
And I just, one of my friend's bands was playing that night, and for whatever reason, I got hit with the bug, and I was like, I want to learn how to play guitar.
Just like that.
And, yep. It struggled for a few years, kind of picked it up, put it down, didn't really, pick it up again for about another 2 years or so, and then I just couldn't put it down. And same stories. I've just played in band after band after band. But I was also brought up with a lot of computers around my house. My dad, worked for Motorola originally, and then went to go work for Nicolet Instruments of Discovery. And, we had a lot of different computers around the house growing up. So I was, fortunate to get a good background with computers. And as I kind of grew older, I kind of got into the recording side of things because I wanted to record my own music, and mm-hmm. I kind of picked up a couple of computers and small interfaces and some microphones and just started plugging away at it, on a little desktop computer with a pair of headphones in a house. So just
sounds like a song.
Yeah. It's probably several songs, really.
And actually, Dustin, I was looking at your face when Rocker talked about before there was the internet. And I was like, do you remember the time before there was internet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I graduated in 97, so okay. Right before the cell phone craze really took off there. So, but yeah, kind of just started recording my own stuff. Started getting into recording other bands. Ended up going to the Madison Media Institute back when it was on the west side.
MMI. Oh, yeah.
The old school one, too, before they were the college days.
Right.
So I have, like, this little piece of paper sitting. So I don't even know where it is anymore. I don't even know if it's worth anything. But yeah, we went to that. I met some really good people there. That's where it kind of all started. Started my first studio probably in the early 2000s. Had a good run of it there. We ended up having to close our
doors. What was your studio called back then?
Oh, man. It was Sound Studios. It was kind of behind the Hartmeyer Ice Arena, even back.
Back
behind Spider Studios.
Okay.
So it wasn't in the same building as Spider, but just back further a little bit. Spent about 5 years there and then just had to close the doors due to, all kinds of, money issues and stuff. So almost didn't start up another studio. I ended up getting into a relationship with someone who pushed me back into it. And I started Pop Sensation Productions back then. And we did a lot of recording, a lot of punk bands. We did kind of a run with this Muslim punk Taqwa core scene for a bit with the Kominas and some Althara band from Chicago. So we did a lot of really cool recordings of that. We did a trip out to Sundance and did a thing out there too. So, after all that, just kind of got to the studio side of it here with the spaceship and started doing the streaming side of it. So,
so fast, because right. you did sound and recorded a whole lot of bands up at the Frequency.
I did a lot of live sound all over town. I've run most every club in town. Did the Weekend Warrior thing. I also spent 18 years in AV integration, so I did a lot of AV systems design for commercial applications.
Wow.
And that's actually where I got I kind of cut my teeth there too. So between running live sound and doing studio work, the fact that I was able to do so much integration and see AV systems of every level, from drive-through systems to army bases. So
now the spaceship.tv, and it's thespaceship.tv.
Correct.
And that's the website. But the place, about it, you're like, the spaceship, it's an online music venue, basically. And so just to kind of put it in a nutshell, Dustin had his audio studio, and he then took over the space next to him and created a video studio, basically a private TV studio. Wow. And when you go there, there's cameras everywhere, wires everywhere, and when you get to the control room, it's a spaceship. It's like being on the Starship Enterprise. It's literally unbelievable. And I think that has to be the reason. I don't even know, Dustin, you can tell me no, but it sounds like that's the reason why that it's called the spaceship. Well,
it's funny, because I actually did have a couple other names that I was working with, and everyone that walked into the building was like, whoa, this place is a spaceship. And so I was like, they were like, you should just call this the spaceship. And so I actually looked up to see if the spaceship was available. The spaceship.com and TV were available, so I grabbed both.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, all right, we're doing this. We're now the spaceship.
So Dustin, why do you want to bring the visual element so much to this type of thing?
Well, the whole studio is kind of a combination of all the worlds that I've been working in. It takes the AV integration world, the studio, and the live sound world, and kind of puts it all into one piece. I'd actually had planned to do the streaming side well before COVID. Like, probably I had the idea to do it maybe 2012, 2013.
Wow.
And I had started building, getting gear for it, and but I really was still more focused on the audio recording side of things. And when COVID hit, I was like, wow, I really wish I had done that sooner. And I was like, well, now's the time. And we just did it. So we just were like, no one's seeing shows right now. Everyone's kind of in a weird spot. Let's see what we can do to help.
It's fantastic.
We just did it.
Yeah. So that we're hearing from Dustin with thespaceship.tv, part of the big event that we'll talk about here on the other side of the halftime break. Rocker's in studio. Dustin's in studio. Looking forward to the special New Year's Eve broadcast across the Civic Media Network. Here tonight starting at 6 p.m. And you can catch it on the stream at thespaceship.tv. Exciting night for us here at Civic Media between Max Inc. Radio and thespaceship.tv. We're glad to be a part of it. You're listening to Let's Get Local. We'll be back on the other side of the break. We'll let Linda and the Zeros take us out. Catch you in a few. Sky Local. Linda and the Zeros took you out last segment. One of the bands you'll hear on the special event tonight. Here's another one. The Civil Engineers, one of the other bands that Rocker and the team has lined up for this evening. Rocker, okay, let's get into it. And Dustin, let's get into a little bit about the event tonight. We've been kind of alluding to what it is, giving some broad strokes on there. But why don't you tell people a little bit about this special Max Inc. Radio broadcast tonight with the Spaceship.tv.
Well, Jason, it is going to be a very unique show for us. So normally on every Saturday night, Max Inc. Radio broadcasts a show from here in the Devil Radio Studios from 6 p.m. to midnight with Jimmy Kay, Terry Barr, and myself. And we interview artists and we have some come in here and play acoustically. Interview some of the businesses that sponsor us and just generally play music and have a good time. And of course, then we do a segment called Max Inc. Heavy from 10 to midnight and feature local heavy musicians. So New Year's Eve happened to fall directly on our show night, our natural show night. And so we were like, hey, wow, you know, our show is going to be live to midnight, right?
It's destiny.
Why not have some fun? So, we kind of partnered up over here with the spaceship.tv so that we could, you know, normally on a Saturday night, we'll have an artist and we'll have them usually play some kind of acoustic, some kind of pared down, simplified thing that we can have right here in the studio. And we've had just some amazing performances from amazing local musicians, but we don't usually get to have like a live band, like something, you know, raucous or loud or, you know, lots of instruments. So this was an opportunity that we could go over to the spaceship where they have a facility where we can put the band on stage. We can, and they're basically he's basically hooking them up to his his already existing recording studio, right? So like the audio then is pro. And then when it comes to the video part that they've set up over there, you know, it just adds to it. So it's a pro video, it's a pro audio, and we get to broadcast this band, not only in audio across the Civic Radio network, Civic Media Radio Network, but also, you know, streaming at thespaceship.tv. And so people can actually watch it. You know, bring it right into their living rooms, high quality video. They don't have to go anywhere. And we're going to bring a dance party to their living room. So tonight we have three bands, the Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, and Porky's Groove Machine. And we're going to interview those bands. We're going to then have them play each for almost an hour. And Porky's Groove Machine will bring in 2023. You know, ending the show at midnight. And of course, then our listeners can also listen again at midnight. The whole show will repeat till 6 in the morning. So you can listen to Max Inc. Radio from 6 to 6. You know, catch anything you missed. Just keep right on partying. So tonight, 6 p.m. to midnight, the spaceship.tv, we're going to broadcast our show from the spaceship.tv.
For free.
Wow. That is for free. That's true. That should be mentioned because a lot of times, they have a whole crew of people working over there, and they're like a venue, so they're able to charge online. You buy tickets. You know, it's just like going to a venue, and that's what they did during the lockdowns. And you know, and so what we did was when we partnered with them, we said, "Hey, let's open it up to our listeners. let's let them check out the spaceship.tv and see what it's all about. Because, you know, it's kind of an odd thing. Like, you hear about it, you're like, spaceship, what? What's going on? Video, yeah. Audio? Well, guess what? You guys get to sample it tonight. So we, you know, put on this production. We've gotten three incredible bands. I mean, you know.
Three incredible hosts.
Three incredible hosts. And we'll be dressed up tonight. We're going to see, and you can see Jimmy K. Okay. You'll be in a suit. We'll be all dressed up for New Year's Eve. And so it's really just an amazing experience that we're going to try and bring you if you're going to come in on the stream. And we're going to have a chat room set up so you can actually chat directly with us from thespaceship.tv.com.
Yep.
thespaceship.tv.
They will be able to see it only from thespaceship.tv.
Wow. Right. Yeah. So there will be a chat room set up. So we'll have interactivity. And so it really is a unique experience, really bringing people together, even though they're in their own living rooms, and high quality. Like, this is like, yeah, you know, do yep. I say 4K? I don't know.
Well, we're not streaming 4K. We do have some 4K cameras, but it's actually quite expensive to stream out in 4K still. So yeah. it is 1080p. So
1080. So
it's still pretty good.
1080p. Yeah, we're pretty good. I mean, good.
Full quality audio. Yeah, we got a full lighting system, full PA. Whole bit.
So it is the New Year's Eve with Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, and the Spaceship.tv coming to you for free in multiple formats over the radio at the Spaceship.tv. You can see the visual product. Dustin Rocker was talking about all of the logistics there and some of the things. Give us a little bit more of a deep dive. We got a couple minutes here. Tell us what is all going into this from a tech end on your from your side. Come on, give it to us.
How long you got? No, I'm still. It's actually quite technical. I have since acquired a new job with QSC Audio, and I've been using a lot of the QSC QSIS products, both audio and video, to get video back and forth between both sides. It's all network-based. Once audio enters the system, it does not even have any analog-to-digital conversion until it hits the final end. It's end-to-end digital, the whole system. It's decentralized. It's all over the place. We have, I think, 13 cameras in this production between wow. the two sides. It's quite nutty.
Yeah.
We're sending dozens of audio over the network streams, several video streams over the network. We got, like I said, a full lighting system, full PA with a sound and, you know, lighting techs, the camera operators, the whole bit.
Is there a way to get 13 different angles of Rocker and have them? I mean, what does that look like?
You don't
like?
Want to know, but there are. But there are.
You get around the shadows.
That's fantastic. I mean, this is, we were talking about this event, and this is legit. I mean, this is really a high-quality product and event that you guys have put together, and the fact that you're putting it out to the public as an open event, a free and open event, as a special gift on New Year's Eve, I think is fantastic, guys.
Yep, and I also want to thank the Madison Drum Makers, MDM Drums. They've helped by giving us a kit tonight. So it was a little bit a last-minute thing from them, but, you know, they supplied that. So thank you, Deck from MDM. You guys rock.
And we have some other things, too, local businesses that are supporting this event that support Max Inc. Radio, too. Rocker, tell us a little bit about some of your partners here locally.
Well, one of the big ones, I would say, for tonight is Starkweather Beer. And they were great. They're going to get us some beer for the bands because, you know, we're not going to have a New Year's Eve party without some beer and pizza. So they have provided some beer for us that we're going to drink tonight. Starkweather Brewing Company. They're a very small brewery over on Atwood Avenue and local, and they're really glad to help out. Tom, one of the owners there, used to be a DJ at Max Inc. Radio at one time doing the Outlaw Country Show, the Tommy Trigger. And so we really appreciate him. And, of course, Salvatore's Pizza, they've been behind our show for years. And Patrick and the crew, they're just awesome, and we love their pizza. And so, you know, and then we have a lot of sponsors of our show from week to week because, you know, one of the great things about this kind of the video aspect of it is that people are used to hearing, you know, me and Jimmy and Terry, like, on the radio, and you don't have the visual component. And so I thought one of the great things tonight is not only to bring the bands, but, you know, you can kind of see us doing our thing kind of almost, you know, behind the scenes. People usually don't get to have that video aspect. So that was one of the specials we have for tonight. But, you know, people around town that we love in Madison, Full Mile Beer, Weikert Realty is going to be coming on as a sponsor very soon, so that's going to be very cool. Ignite Glass and Gifts has been behind us for years, and they have, you know, three locations across the city of Madison. And yeah, those are some of our great sponsors. Even Ethical Trades has been behind Max Inc. Radio quite a bit. And, you know, we've had many, many, many advertisers over the years, and there's a lot of great businesses here who support local music. And, you know, that's what we say, Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. And, you know, who else is really going to stand behind local music? So that's why we love the sponsors that really help us out.
Yeah, Dustin, too, as you've worked with so many different local bands, and Rocker was talking about your history with that, you know, what can you say about some of the local artists and local groups, the quality and what they bring?
There are so many of them, so it's hard to really pinpoint, you know, any one band. Actually, to kind of capitalize on that thought, I used to actually, I haven't done it in a while, but I'm thinking about bringing it back. Do you remember Local Love Fest?
Oh, yes, the CDs.
So I did all six
local
of those.
Local bands covering local bands.
Yeah, it was. We did it for every Valentine's Day for 6 years in a row.
Yep.
Where we would get like a whole CD's worth of local bands, and some would record themselves, and I would record the rest of them. And it was, for me, it was more of a advertisement. So, like, you know, I'd get a bunch of bands to come in the studio. We'd do this whole thing again for free. It was a free project, and usually about, you know, five or six of those bands would then come back into the studio to record that year. So that's how I would actually help promote the studio originally. And it was a super fun project, but it really highlighted the fact that this town has an insane amount of talent.
You're not kidding. I mean, just the fact that, like, you know, you would have a local band choose another local band song to record and put out.
Yeah,
and
they couldn't play the same band.
We still play a lot on Max Inc. Radio. You'll hear some of those.
We had a few rules where there was no cross-pollination. Bands couldn't, like, be in this, like, that band they covered or whatever. It had to be a completely connection-free.
Wow.
So, like, you couldn't just pick your other band that you played in to cover a song. It wasn't like that. You actually had to go out and pick someone else's band.
That, I mean, and that really shows, like, a serious level of respect.
Yeah.
You know, when you're going to really, you know, choose a local band's song. And especially some of those are the popular songs. Like, you'll see a lot, like Skin Tones. You'll see bands, you know. Last Crack I've seen covered.
Yep. Brad Van from Droids Attack was also very much instrumental in putting that on.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the Aftershock arcade right now on East Wash. That place is awesome. But, yeah, no, we would, like I said, we would record those albums, and we would just crank them out and have a great time with them. So, you know, if that was, you know, so many bands came through, and I don't think many cities really could pull something like that off. I feel like, you know, that's something very unique to Madison. I don't think I've never seen it elsewhere.
We're talking with Rocker and Dustin. Rocker, of course, with Max Inc. Radio, and Dustin with thespaceship.tv. Rocker, pulling an event like this together tonight, about having the opportunity to work with a local partner like the spaceship.tv. Local and local, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, I mean, the one amazing thing is when I went over there is that Dustin just had this amazing facility, you know? And if there's one thing that I know about having a place like that is, you know, really getting out there and getting on the map, you know? And so one of the things that we're, you know, able to do is kind of help people get on the map, get their name around, you know, and I know you can die from exposure, but you can also get a long way from the right kind of exposure. And so this was kind of a way to really, you know, to kind of get behind that and fly that flag and let people know about this, like, amazing facility. And then for us, it really offers us, you know, just the capacity to have, like, full bands and have it be high quality and not rinky dink and mix like crap and, you know, crappy microphones. I mean, we're talking serious. And so this was, like, a definitely an opportunity to up those profiles and up that game and really just kind of do something special, especially for the people in Wisconsin, and kind of expose them to a new technology, a new thing.
That is tonight. It's the New Year's Eve with Max Inc. Radio, the spaceship, Civic.tv and across the Civic Media Radio Network on all of our stations. We'll be back for one more piece. We're going to talk with Matt from Porky's Groove Machine, and we'll hear from Porky's Groove Machine coming into that last segment. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Get Local today. Catch you in a minute. Welcome back in to Let's Get Local here on this beautiful Saturday. Last day of the year as we get set for an exciting night with Max Inc. Radio, the Spaceship.tv, and of course, across the Civic Media Radio Network. A big thank you to our sponsors again for Let's Get Local, Evolution Financial. You can find out more about Supec and her services at evolutionfinplan.com. Of course, Gary and Rose Moles, the team at Easy Office Products, EZOP.com. They make office products easy. Ship them right to your home, your office, wherever you are. And Ula Eyewear. Brittany and the team at Ula Eyewear. You need some new eyewear, whether you're using HSA dollars, FSA dollars. Need some new spectacles like myself pretty soon for readers. You can go to Ula Eyewear. They will take care of you. As we finish up today's show, we get a chance to connect with one of the bands. We just heard a little bit of Porky's Groove Machine. And now on the line, Rocker, I know you connected us with Matt here from Porky's Groove Machine. Matt, how are you, sir? Thanks for joining us.
I don't know who Matt is, but you got the hot dog on the line.
Oh, yeah.
I just got the name. I went with the name Rocker gave me here. Rocker's leading this.
Well, hot dog, you know, okay, so Porky's Groove Machine, you guys are originally from Appleton's, your hometown, and you've relocated to Minneapolis, and last night you played your hometown show. Tell us a little bit about your homecoming last night, coming back to Appleton on the eve of New Year's Eve.
What? You got the Ranger here. It was great. It was just like high school. We were all elected homecoming king and queen, and we won. In the football game between us and Feed the Dog, yeah, we won 69-14. We beat them. And then we were crowned homecoming queen at the end. It was everything we could have ever wished for.
So for those dream, really. For those who haven't seen Porky's Groove Machine, it's a 7-piece band, and everybody is different. There's a unicorn, there's a banana, there's a squid, there's a ranger.
I'm guessing
there's a hot dog. There's a hot dog. Yeah, we'll see a little bit. Tell us a little bit about Porky's Groove Machine and what people can expect tonight on the Spaceship TV for Max Inc. Radio shows tonight.
Yeah, it's a bit of an odd assortment of people who only vaguely know what they're doing at any given moment, and we're excited to get silly and celebrate the new year with y'all. Yeah, we can promise some dipping. We can promise some discussions of software, FDA labeling policy, maybe. Beyond that, we
mental health awareness and therapy, recycling.
Beyond that, we're not really sure. Your guess is as good as ours.
Yeah, we sometimes make a set list for the show, but often we just sort of let it ride and see what happens. So
now, you guys do, you're one of the house bands of the Mile of Music up there in Appleton, and I know that you have an educational component because amid all this craziness, you guys are all educators. Tell us about your educational component.
Yeah, we have a number of members of the band who are music educators or have been in different respects over the years.
Battle tested.
And we've had lots of opportunities to run workshops as a band for school kids and for community members. Here, we have the Martian. She just drove up. We're in the parking lot of a Perkins here in Appleton, and we have the Martian. She just drove up. What do you want to say, Martian?
I see where we live.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Martian. How are you doing? You're live here on Dane by Local. How are you doing?
That's awesome. I'm doing great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. What can we expect from Pork? Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, you're the guest. You got to go. Go for it.
Okay. Well, the Martian just ate breakfast at Denny's, and we're over here at Perkins like a bunch of champions. And I just want to hear, Martian, what did you get at Denny's, and how does it compare to a typical Perkins breakfast?
And why was it worse than what you would have gotten at Perkins?
Well, I will say, in my defense, I went to Denny's because my father, Steve Brill, is an avid Coca-Cola fan, and Perkins only provides Pepsi products.
Mm, so fair point. Gotta draw the line.
So to get Coke products, I built my own Grand Slam. I had turkey bacon. I had some scrambled eggs. I had some hash browns. And I had two buttermilk pancakes. Now, you're right, Ilan. It was a little worse than our typical Porky's Perkins experience, where we try and eat as much food as possible.
Is this a copyright issue? Should we be bleeping ourselves when we say brand names? Like, yeah, we're here eating brunch at...
We are commercial radio, but so you're fine, guys. But, you know, tell us a little bit about what people can expect to hear from you tonight. Give them an idea what your band's all about.
Well, I heard tell that one of our songs gets played on your show quite frequently.
Yes, the double dip.
We'll certainly be double dipping with y'all. Mm-hmm. And
I'm just going to play that for an hour.
Yeah, I think
constant strobes it is.
But yeah, we have a really, really fun set planned for tonight, and we're excited to ring in the new year.
They describe themselves as sustainable nerd funk. So
absolutely.
So that's what we're gonna hear tonight. It's gonna be a crazy show. And if you've ever wanted to see Porky's Groove Machine, it's a perfect time. Last time they were down here was the Majestic, I think, and before that Atwood Fest. So they're through the area once in a while, and this time is gonna be a special performance.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Porky's.
This is the perfect opportunity to show the band to your grandma. She doesn't even have to get out of her couch.
Right, exactly.
We look forward to hearing from...
Get out of the couch.
We look forward to having Porky's the Groove Machine part of the show tonight. Thanks, guys, and safe trip down. We'll see you tonight.
So,
Rocker, as we wrap up the show, we got about a minute left. Give people the reasons why, you know, between Dustin and yourself, why they should check it out tonight.
Oh, man. Well, first off, three great bands. You know, the Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, Porky's Groove Machine. It's going to be a dance. It's going to be a night of dancing, horns, funk. It's, you know, right from the, you know, safety and warmness of your living room. And so you can really experience Max Inc. Radio in a completely new way. Go to thespaceship.tv. Hit us up in the chat room there. I mean, it's going to be an extravaganza. We have a fun show planned tonight, some great sponsors, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
And as Dustin told you, too, interactive opportunities with the live stream. Enjoy all of that. It is the New Year's Eve with Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, and thespaceship.tv. Thanks so much, Rocker and Dustin, for being here. Appreciate you.
Yeah, Thanks again. Appreciate you.
That's it for this week's Let's Get Local. It's all about local music tonight here on Civic Media. Thanks for tuning in. We'll let Porky's take us out.
Now we're not saying it's the right thing to do. A lot of jokes going from me to